USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 900 pages obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by The Intercept publication exposes Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying and the Wuhan Research Facility as possibly ground zero for COVID-19, all paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Former President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV.
Well, it's a terrible thing when you look at it and you look at the different data that's coming in, and it's coming in pretty fast and furious, as they say. It's not good, and I think it's a total disgrace.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy. When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins, or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The Biden administration is requesting tens of billions of dollars for disaster relief. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been accused of lying after newly released documents appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. The nonprofit The Intercept released detailed documents given to EcoHealth Alliance, the group that funneled federal funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for altering mutant viruses. USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Let's get an update on the new COVID-19 variant called Mu. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News.
Not a big threat right now, and this is good news, but we do need to keep an eye on it. We do need to monitor it. This new variant, the fifth variant of interest, was discovered in Colombia earlier this year in January, and it spread to almost 40 different countries, including the United States. But it only accounts for about 1% of the cases here in the United States, around 2,000 cases. Most of them we're finding in California. And the concern is that potentially our vaccines are not as effective against this particular strain, against this variant. So we just need to keep an eye on it. We need to follow it. We still have Delta that makes up the majority of the cases. But we want to prevent more mutations from occurring. We can do that by getting vaccinated, taking precautions, and then continuing to monitor for new variants. In the lab, in vitro studies show that these vaccines may have certain mutations similar to the South African variant, similar to the UK variant, that makes our vaccines a little bit weak. And it also shows that potentially the monoclonal antibody treatments that we have may not be as effective. But it's important to note that this is only in the lab. We do not have evidence that this is true in real world. We do not have clinical evidence to show this. It's only in the lab. So sometimes what we see and what we do in the lab does not always translate into the real world.
The new variants are not deadlier and still have a better than 99% recovery rate for people under 70 years of age. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.